It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
We in here, man. Holidays, weekends. Trying to take over.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in DMV.
If you are losing weight because you want to feel better, be in less pain, be healthier, all of these things, that's Fafobit.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and I'm back here with another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Just letting y'all know, man, it's Saturday night. It's late, too. I'm not even going to tell y'all what time it is, but it's late. But just know your boy is grinding. I'm grinding. Last episode was fire. That joint, man, listen, I'm getting good at this podcast and stuff. So I appreciate y'all for the support. If it's your first time listening, I'm going to just let you know right now, we keep it real. I don't really hold back. I actually have been holding back, but I can go hard. I've gone harder on some episodes, so we'll see how today goes. So let's get right into the topic. So pretty much I saw this video on TikTok, and there were two people having a conversation with one of these new podcasts. And these people don't look like they work out. And they were basically just saying that being overweight and obese is a class issue. And you know I disagree with that. So I'm going to play the video. So let's dive straight into the topic, man. Here we go.
If you're overweight, like, just work out. But my sister brought up a really, like, mind-blowing point. When you're being fatphobic, you're also being a little bit classist. Have you heard of this argument?
I have not heard of that.
When you're somebody who has less money, it's a lot easier to be overweight.
To buy a whole meal at a grocery store is a lot more expensive. But if you go, like, to, say, a McDonald's, they have, like, $1.
Or Little Caesars.
You could get pizza for $10 to feed your whole family. And, like, groceries, that would come out to, what, like, $30, $40 or $50, depending on how big your family is.
To even have time to work out is also a privilege. A lot of people who are, like, lower income, they're working to get by, bro. They're working long hours, long shifts. They're not going to have time to even work out. Like, obviously, they're going to be overweight.
Or, like, they're too tired to cook, so they're just buy a piece of pizza.
It's not necessarily anybody's fault, right? It's not necessarily an ugly thing because people can't help but be overweight.
All right, so a lot of things they said in this video were just absolutely false. Now what I will say is, when you work long hours and long days, it is more convenient to get a slice of pizza or go to McDonald's to get fast food. That's why fast food places are packed, because it's convenient, right? So let's look into it. So $10 at a grocery store, right? They mentioned $10 at McDonald's can buy you a meal. But if you spend $10 at a grocery store, depending on what you spend it on, you'll have that item for a certain amount of days, right? So I just went to the store. I bought a bag of kale, $2. So if I buy five of those, that's $10. That's not a full meal, but that kale is going to last me a couple days. So I'm going to go into it some more. Same with bananas. You buy the little pack of bananas is 99 cents, and you get like what, 6-7 of those. If I spent $10, I'd have a couple weeks worth of bananas. But you know, those might be bad examples, but I'm just trying to show that if you spend your money wisely at the grocery store, you'll have food for days, and you can get satiating foods that'll give you some macronutrients opposed to McDonald's, right? And it's higher quality food. It's not going to be low quality bullshit like Burger King. Like, you tripping, bro. Like, these excuses are killing me nowadays. So, like I said, you're going to have food for a few days. So when I go to the grocery store and I buy like a pack of chicken, right, I think it's 10 chicken breasts it's like $20 or $25. Right, but 10 chicken, but I mean, that's a lot of food. That's a lot of chicken. That's going to last me for a while. So it's just switching up the diet and the way you do things, and, you know, getting used to eating leftovers. Like, some people tell me, I don't eat leftovers. You don't eat leftovers, but you eat that bullshit at McDonald's. Like, come on, bro. I'm really just not trying to hear that shit, you know. And like I said, I had a single mom. I saw my mom change her whole life and do it. I train moms. I train moms and dads with 2 or 3 jobs, and they figure that shit out. So, and then another thing too, man. When you watching these videos on TikTok and Instagram, these, bro, you don't know who these people are. They can say anything, and just not one person in that video looked like they work out. And the dude. The dude had his arms, one of the guys had his arms out, so I got my arms out on this podcast. So who you gonna listen to? You gonna listen to that motherfucker, or you gonna listen to me? Come on now. So, and then they mentioned, they talked about the schedule, and, you know, just keeping it real, like, no fit person has an easy schedule. Anybody you know that's fit, they don't just have a full day. They making it sound like people just got 10 free hours in their day to go work out. I mean, shoot, look at me. I'm doing this podcast. It's, what time is it? Let's see, man. What time that's at? 1:52 a.m. You know, it's late. You know, sometimes stuff got to get done. I had a long day today. I even got my workout in late, but I got it in, you know. So, just it's never just going to be convenient where you can just, oh, this is my gap to work out. I was telling a girl today, like, she's a hairdresser, so like her schedule's all over the place. And I was like, well, you might not be able to work out at the same time every day. You might just gotta adjust. It might have to be different. So that's you gotta take care of yourself. So you gotta figure it out. I mean, I know y'all think I'm a bully, but that's real. You gotta figure it out. So, and the, you know, another way to debunk that is you look at some of the most successful business people are some of the fittest people on earth. Like, there are CEOs, business owners that are super fit and top tier shape, and they're in their 50s and they look like they're in their 30s, you know. So and I was just thinking, like, they were talking about the people who work long jobs, and so let's just say, like, and I don't know, I mean, to my knowledge, I think construction workers make good money from what I've heard, but I'm just using this as an example. So let's say you have a hard job of, you know, exerting a lot of energy, doing, carrying heavy things, moving all day, probably burning a lot of calories. So when you get off of work, you might not want to go to the gym and lift weights after having a day like that. So what you can do is, since you're burning so many calories, you can focus on changing the diet and use these things that I just mentioned at the beginning. Going shopping, cooking your food, if you have a wife at home or a husband, or, you know, if a sibling, somebody can cook for you, you know, maybe look into getting a meal prep. And I know it's, you know, it might be an investment for some people, but hey, you either investing in yourself or you're going to be investing in the hospital, you know, later on in life. So that's one thing. You could just focus on the diet if you got a long, you know, grueling job like that. There's always a way. And then what kills me about the whole class issue thing is, bro, like, I lived in LA for 2 years and I trained rich people, dog. And I just said some of the top CEOs and business owners are fit. Some of these rich and wealthy people be fat too. Like, a lot of them just gorge themselves and eat whatever they want, and just be, they got the money, so they eating out every day, they going to the bar every day, so because they have disposable income. So, I mean, even if you think it's a class issue, I mean, there are rich people who have the same issues that this quote-unquote poor people have. So, it really just, like, that's what I'm saying. People just don't know what they're talking about, man. They have no idea. And, again, I know I always say this, but your weight loss and your progress comes down to your decisions. That's what it is. The decisions you make lead to that belly. The decisions you make lead to that back fat. The decisions you make lead to the cellulite. The decisions you make lead to you going to the mirror and being pissed off and then finding an excuse to blame. That's what it is. That's all it is. And so this video right here, man, it's just an example of denial, lack of accountability, and most importantly, lack of education. You've got to be careful who you listen to on these apps, because people have no idea what they're talking about, man. And like I said, I've been helping people for years. I've helped all types of people in different situations. So you come on here and tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. Like, how many people have you helped? What are the results at? Like, let me know. Let me know. All right. So, let me pull up that video. I'm gonna pull that up one more time just to see if I missed anything. If there's any more points I can hit, because I think that was pretty straightforward, pretty simple. So let me pull it up one more time. Let's check it out.
If you're overweight, like, just work out. But my sister brought up a really, like, mind-blowing point. When you're being fat phobic, you're also being a little bit classist. Have you heard of this argument?
I have not heard of that.
When you're
what does his sister look like? Since his sister is the one who brought it up, I guarantee his sister's overweight. Guarantee it. I wish we could see. I guarantee it. Continue.
When you're somebody who has less money, it's a lot easier to be overweight.
To buy a whole meal at a grocery store is a lot more expensive. But if you go, like, to say a McDonald's, they have like a...
Hold on. I think it's easier to be overweight when you... Never mind. Let me... I was going to say, I think it's overweight when you have... it's easier to be overweight when you have a lot of money, when you have money in excess, because you can gorge yourself. But I can be wrong, because when you have a lot of money, you have better food choices in your neighborhood typically. So I could be wrong on that. You know, see Marty be wrong sometimes. So let's continue.
A dollar,
or Little Caesars.
Yeah, you could get pizza for $10 to feed your whole family. And like groceries, that would come out to what, like 30, 40 bucks or 50, depending on how big your family is.
To even have time to work out is also a privilege. A lot of people who are like lower income, they're working to get by, bro. They're working long hours, long shifts. They're not going to have time to even work out. Like, obviously, they're going to be overweight.
Or like they're too tired to cook, so they're just buy a piece of pizza.
It's not necessarily anybody's fault, right? It's not necessarily an ugly thing, because people can't help but be overweight.
Okay, pure bullshit. I do want to hit on it. I've been a Little Caesars plenty of times. Yeah, I eat pizza, but like, a $10 Little Caesars pizza is not feeding a whole family. So they pretty much, that just sounds stupid. What whole family's eating a $10 Little Caesars pizza? Them pizzas are not that big. That's number one. And then they talking about it's a privilege to have time to work out. I forgot to hit on this point. Bro, I've been around family members. I've been around friends. Listen, we spend so much time doing the most bullshit. It's insane to sit here and say that you don't have time to work out, because people watch an hour of Netflix. People scroll for an hour. People get on FaceTime for an hour. people chase women for an hour. Women chase men for an hour, wasting their time. Going to bars. Like, dog, just got to rearrange your life. You got the time. Don't ever let somebody tell you you don't have time to work out. That's pure bullshit. You know, we got time for everything. So... you know, people have fun. We got our luxuries. We got our hobbies. People having sex. we got time. And sex is not a workout. Don't hit me with it, bruh. Listen, I can't tell you how many girls, I asked them, like, hey, did you work out this weekend? Yeah. What'd you do? Well, you know what? That's not a workout. Lazy. All right. It's not a workout, bruh. It's not. And like I said, I don't try to get too explicit on here, but maybe one day when my platform gets bigger, I can really go in on that topic, because I really can cook, y'all. If you want me to go in on that topic, comment or shoot me a DM. Let me know. All right. So, all right, man, we going to move on to the next video. And also, that video reminded me of this.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Oh man, that and it reminded me of this.
See, fat phobia is rooted in racism.
All right, I'm done. All right, next video. All right, this video has some music in it, so hopefully they don't hit me with the copyright. I might just turn the music down and show it and just narrate it for the people that's listening on Apple Podcasts. Yeah, I don't want to get a copyright, so I'm just going to turn the music down and narrate it for y'all. So, the first thing it says, the girl's going in a plastic bag and she's pulling out some rubber contraption. And the caption says, when you receive the snatched body shapewear. All right, let's play it. So she's pulling out the bag. It's like a rubber thing, has a butt shape on it, and it's pretty much like a costume, a rubber costume she's putting around her butt to shape her butt and hide her gut. That's all it is. Quick clip. I'll play it one more time for y'all. So, just taking out the box again. And I mean, this is insane. This is ridiculous. It really baffles me how people are just willing to do anything but work out. Like the lengths people go to cover up their body and cover up things they're clearly insecure about. And it doesn't make sense to me, because if you're so insecure about it, why not do something to get rid of it forever? Why not, why try to cover it up for a night and then you take it off? You take that rubber thing off and then gravity just take over. The belly hanging, your chest hanging, your butt hanging because it's saggy. Why not just do something to change it forever? To permanently get rid of that shit. I'm never going to understand that. And then, so like I said, the thing, the rubber contraption thing, it shaped her butt. And, you know, I guess it, you know, pushed her gut down some. But at the end of the day, you can still see she has a gut, and it don't cover the fat on her arm. So that's why I don't understand why people want to look snatched and their triceps are jiggling. That shit never made sense to me. And then like I said, not to get too explicit, but like you get it. Let's say you go out to the club, ladies, and you got that on. You get a dude's number or something, and you know you wanna y'all go back to the crib or something, or y'all chilling one day, and when you take that off, he gonna be disappointed. He gonna think he had, you know, a nice little snatch thing. You take that off, he gonna be like, what the hell is that? So that's another thing I don't understand. It's ridiculous, man. But if you gonna put that effort in to use a quick fix or a shortcut, you might as well just put that effort into doing it the right way and getting long-term results. There's no shortcut to getting to your goals, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunately, I'm sorry. But that right there, that's ridiculous. Y'all rather put on a costume than go to the goddamn gym. That's crazy, man. I'm never going to understand that. So, man, I'm sorry, y'all. It's late. So this episode is a little bit quicker. But on the brighter side, I am coming out with episodes more frequently. I've been working my butt off to edit and just record and come up with new ideas, new content, and just try to educate y'all. I want to have fun and educate. So other than that, everything is great. So look, I'm gonna holler at y'all in a few days with another podcast, and I'm also gonna start doing different types of content. I mean, you've seen it. I do the reaction videos. I'm gonna start doing some motivational stuff. I'm gonna tap into some content for the fellas, specifically for the fitness. So I'm excited, man. I'm getting new subscribers every week, so this is really a blessing. So appreciate the support. Share it with somebody if you get a chance. Follow me on my social media, C Marty Fit on Instagram, C Marty Fit on TikTok, C Marty Fit on Twitter. And I keep it real on all them platforms. If you see something you don't like, I'm sorry. Any videos, any recommendations, shoot that over to me. Send me a message, comment below, and I'm gonna see y'all soon. We out.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in DMV.